please, I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Ramblings of an Insomniac. How are you? Listen to this craziness in the background. Listen to this. Oh. Of course, as soon as I say listen to this, they die down a lot. Oh, wait, here we go. Like, what is going on? It's like the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds. I don't know. I always get freaked out when I hear birds losing their mind because I think, oh, my God, is there going to be an earthquake? Is there going to be a tsunami? Like, what's happening? Because you always hear that birds and animals know things before we do. So it's kind of creepy. Listen to that. Anyway, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the Ramblings of an Insomniac. So speaking of birds and just animals in general, I was thinking the other day about how like my greatest, my most happy spot in the world would probably be either a barn with horses or out in the middle of a field. I love fields. I have like a massive obsession with fields that have just incredibly tall grass. Especially when there's a bunch of like dandelions and, you know, stuff hidden in there, but and then all kinds of little bugs and stuff. I do macro photography, so I love like getting up close with bugs and just twisted metal and things that, I don't know, I used to take pictures of like banana peels and crap, like close up and stuff. But anyway, I love fields. And then that got me thinking of how I love fields and I love animals. And I'm like, oh man, I would love to be like having a barn close by, but being out in a field with like livestock. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't know that I actually like livestock, because I started thinking about it. I'm like, barn animals other than horses, I worship horses. They're dogs and horses, like number one for me. But I started thinking about the animals that are on farms. And I started going by them and I'm like, okay, sheep. Sheep are on a farm. I'm like, sheep creep me the fuck out. They're creepy motherfuckers. I don't know what it is about sheep, but no. It's like one minute you're looking down and there's sheep and they're all like doing their own thing, not paying attention to you. And then you like bend down to tie your shoe or something and you look back up and then boom, there's like freaking 20 sheep just surrounding you and staring at you like evil. Like they're like, they just swarm you. It's really freaking creepy. Chickens do that too. Chickens, like you're sitting there minding your own business. They're minding their own business. Same thing. You bend down to like pick up a, you know, piece of hay and all of a sudden, boom, freaking 40 chickens surrounding you like the Italian mob, just like doing that pecking thing. And oh my God, no, I don't do chickens. Don't do sheep. And I'm like, okay, what else? Pigs. Pigs freak me the fuck out too. I mean, they can eat every single thing like bones. They eat human bones. They would eat a human. If you threw a human in there and it was like wounded or something, they'd go for it. I know that they're super smart. And when they're babies, they're adorable as hell. I know you can train them to do all kinds of stuff. And I've heard that they're actually kind of clean. But I'm like, okay, but look at the shit they eat, which is why I don't like pork. Pork is gross. I don't even care for bacon that much. I know. I'm going to get all kinds of hate because it's bacon. I don't mind bacon, but I can live without bacon. Everything else on a pig is gross. I mean, they eat gross stuff. And then I'm like, okay, what about goats? Okay, goats are a little bit adorable and goats crack me up, but they're also kind of mean little fuckers that, again, you look the other way for a second and bam, they're headbutting you. And I know they just want to play and they're just feisty. Oh my God, the bird stopped. I don't know if it's because I got closer to them, but they've chilled out. Maybe the world's not ending. Anyway, but goats are cute, and I know they just want to have fun, but they're a little creepy. And then I was like, okay, horses. I do love horses. Love them. Horses are great. But barn animals are actually kind of creepy as hell. I don't know that I like them. I mean, I like them because they're animals. But I don't know. I think sheep have their plan and they're plotting something. Sheep are going to somehow like go in cahoots with the chicken and the pigs, and they're going to like take over the world along with the Amish. It's going to be like the Amish and then a bunch of sheep and pigs and chickens just totally taking over the world. That's what's going to happen. And then mark my words, when Anderson Cooper ends up being an alien and he peels off that human mask, same with Tom Cruise and Tori Spelling, you guys are all going to be like, what? Courtney was totally right. She called it. Anderson Cooper is an alien. He's been a gray alien this whole time. I'm going to be right. You watch. So those are some things on my mind. And then birds. Like, I absolutely worship watching birds. I love it. My grandma and I used to bird watch. She had like a million bird books, and she knew like every bird in everywhere. And she had bird houses all over and bird feeders and hummingbird feeders, and I do the same thing. But what's funny is neither of us want a bird like on us. There's just something about if a bird sits on you, the feeling of their claws, I don't know. Like, I want a hummingbird to land on me like Snow White, you know, and just be standing out there and like, oh, you put out your finger and this bird just comes sitting on you, or a butterfly, you know. But at the same time, birds, like, their feeling of their feet, their claws, just creep me out a little bit. I have a lot of weird, I mentioned this before, but I have a really unhealthy, strange, illogical fear of chalk. Like, it's genuinely, I've mentioned this before, it's a weird, it is not normal. Chalk freaks me out. I can't be around it, cannot touch it. Thinking of it makes me, just the thinking of it. Okay. Anyway, irrational fears are so crazy, right? They're just that, irrational. Although I hate that. I hate that. It kind of sounds like you are demeaning somebody when you say it's an irrational fear. It's like, listen, it's a fear. Maybe it's not a fear that everybody has. Maybe most people in the world aren't fearful of that thing that I am, like chalk. But why is it irrational? It's my fear. So why can't it just be my fear? And maybe it's silly. Maybe it seems absurd. But like, fears aren't irrational necessarily, are they? Or maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe fear, maybe the entire reason it's a fear is that it's irrational. But then I'm like, no, because I'm scared of someone with a gun. That's a fear. And that's not irrational. Being scared of a person with a gun, being scared of a gun, or the person holding the gun, I should say, not the gun itself, but that's not irrational. I don't know. So irrational fear. Someone had said that the other day. And I'm like, but I don't think that's a thing. I don't think you can have an irrational fear. Anyway, whoa. Someone's shooting their guns in the background. Speaking of, I'm sitting here talking about guns. Oh my gosh, that's the other thing. Living out in the country is kind of funny because we have our neighbors that will target shoot and stuff. And you'll hear different types of guns go off, all different types of guns. And so you just kind of get used to it, and you get used to knowing where they come from and all of that. And but my son and I were thinking the other day, what if one day, God forbid, one day someone did go on some crazy like tirade and started just shooting up everything on Fishback Road? And we're just like, oh, it's just, you know, Larry over there just shooting his gun, just target practice again. And we don't even know it. And then pretty soon we're like, you know, getting killed because we're just so used to hearing certain things that, although I'm supposed we would definitely know the difference because, again, there's different types of guns around here and you know kind of what's normal. And I suppose you'd hear people freaking out and stuff, but isn't it sad that people have almost not gotten used to school shootings? I don't want to say get used to it because it's not something to get used to. It's something that's terrible and tragic and awful. But I think people are so jaded right now over, you hear of shootings and you're just like, there's another one. And it makes you sad and it makes you angry, but it's not, it doesn't shock you at all anymore. At least me. I'm never shocked anymore. I'm like, well, yep, that's par for the course. This world sucks now. People are losing their freaking minds because I don't blame them. With the world today, people are losing it. And mental health is, there's not enough. There aren't enough counselors. There aren't enough psychiatrists. People aren't able to get into the doctor to get medication or to get referred to like a like a, I don't know what the politically correct term is, to a mental health facility. You know, people need to get into rehab to get off drugs, to get over their addiction. And in order to do that, you need counseling and you need medication. So a lot of people are depressed and bipolar and addicted and homeless. And when you're addicted to something and homeless, that's obviously not a great combo. So the world's losing it. And there's not a lot right now that there's not a lot of options to help people. Man, that was a weird noise. Oh my gosh, I looked over to see where the noise was coming from. And then I was like, wow, it's so cool looking. It's so beautiful because I can see like the fog lying low in the valley over like just below the tree line and then the mountains towering above it. It's really pretty, but gosh, my ADD. I'm like, whoop, squirrel. Whoop, squirrel. God, sorry. Anyway, it's sad though. It's sad when you get used to, you know, there's people in countries where they're so used to death. They're so used to people dying. They're so used to living in squalor without running water, with, you know, living in streets with people that are on drugs. And you get used to places where there's a lot of shootings. How sad is that? How sad is it to live in war-torn countries that have to get used to like bombings all the time? How sad is it to live in countries where you get used to seeing people starving and dying all the time and dying of disease and bathing in dirty water? I've done a podcast on this before and I have said that I am a privileged white woman. I am a very privileged white woman, and I am privileged because of the fact that I was born in America. And even the homeless in America have access to clean running water. Even the homeless in America have access to food banks, to food, to shelters if they want it, if they want to stay sober. The homeless in America live better than people in a lot of other countries. And so I'm a privileged white woman because I have shelter, because I have food, because I'm healthy, and because I was born in America. Anybody born in America with all the privileges that we have in this country is just that, privileged. I don't care if you're homeless. You are more privileged than people that live in other countries that don't even have access to running water, that are dying from normal diseases that nobody else would die from because, you know, they live in total squalor. So even our homeless here, and hell, our illegal immigrants are getting freaking cell phones. They're getting everything. If you're an illegal immigrant, well, then fuck, you just have access. You have the key to Oz. You've been granted access to Oz. It's ridiculous. There is a an airplane in the background. Yeah, so it's sad that people got mad at me when I did a TikTok video about that, that I was a privileged white woman. And you know what? I was not raised in poverty. I was very fortunate and raised in middle class. But you know what? I worked my ass off. When I turned 18, I moved. And then I was not middle class at all. I was at the very bottom of the pay scale. I was 18 and pregnant, 19 and had my son. And you know what? The minute that I graduated high school, I found my own apartment, even though it was roach infested. And I had the old, you know, cinder block piece of wood table, the lawn chairs for furniture, all of that. And I had to get on welfare, but I was working full time. I ate Top Ramen. So, but I still had access to Top Ramen. I still had to work my butt off with my son's dad also lived with me and he had a job and we did not live well, but I was still a privileged white woman. because I still had access to food and shelter. And I had access to food banks and stuff. So anyway, people get mad at me when I say that, and I don't know why. It's crazy. Then that got me to thinking, another thing that kept me up is, this was so frustrating because last night I would finally start drifting off to sleep, and I do this thing where I really visualize something, like maybe it's a house that I want to build or something, and I start thinking of every single, I really visualize every single room. Like in my head, I'll say, you walk into the living room. The living room is full of windows with window panes. It's made of light wood. It's airy with, to the right, there's plants. And I'll describe everything, like to the right, there's this, to the left, there's that. And there's, you know, this color of plant and this type of plant and this type of, you know, I'll describe everything in my head out loud. And I'll really visualize it. I really visualize it in my head, and it just kind of helps me calm down and center myself. And I'll do that through the whole room. Or I'll think of maybe a place I've been before, and I'll think of every single aspect of it. Like, it smelled like this, it looked like this, the sand was this color, there was tulips, red tulips, you know, that kind of stuff. And it just really helps calm me down and focus. But anyway, I was thinking about how a lot of times why I can't sleep is I equate sleep with death. I know that is absolutely insane, but I always think, oh my God, what if I go to sleep and I don't wake up? What if I go to sleep and that's it? And when I start drifting off to sleep, I start getting panicky. It starts freaking me out really bad because I'm letting myself go. I'm giving up that control and I'm letting myself go. And then I'm like, oh my God, what if I just get sucked into some other world? Or what if I die? It's the weirdest things. I genuinely think, what if one day I just close my eyes and I feel myself being sucked into some black hole? And then that's it. I've always done that. I've always equated sleep with death, or I equate sleep with being unsafe. What if I'm asleep and somebody breaks into my home? What if someone breaks into my home and tries to hurt my children or I? I thought that when I was a kid. Of course, now my kids are adults, but still, I'm like, what if someone breaks in? And unfortunately, I had a case where I always keep my phone on, always, because I'm always scared shitless that something's going to happen and people can't get a hold of me to let me know. Or what if my sons have an issue in the middle of the night and they need me, so I have to keep my phone on? So I keep my phone on. And one time, I finally decided to turn off my phone because I just really needed some sleep. And that one time I turned off my phone is when I found out my dad had died that day. My stepdad, my biological dad died on my 9th birthday, along with my dog got hit by a car, and my dad died on my 9th birthday. So that was great. But my stepdad, who I consider my real dad, he's who I consider my dad. I turned off my phone for the first time because I was just like, I've got to get sleep. And I was engaged at the time. And so my mom had called my then fiance and told her. And so now I have this weird, of course, I mean, I don't think that's irrational, but now I just refuse to turn off my phone. So then the other thing is my phone keeps me up because, you know, you hear little things in the middle of the night and your phone makes little sounds. And it just, I know you can do that like mode where it'll let certain people call you. But then I'm like, okay, but what if like a doctor's office needs to call me? What if the police or something need to call me? And then that number's not in there because what if they can't call me? And it's a whole vicious cycle. I'm just like, well, what if, yeah, I can't put it on the mode where it'll allow like emergency calls through or allow certain people to go through that you put in there. Like I could put my sons can go through, but then I'm like, again, what if they're at the hospital and the hospital tries to call me and I don't have that as a number? It's just, you know, I'm neurotic and I'm crazy, so I can't sleep at night. And that was keeping me up last night about how I do this. Sometimes I'll finally be so tired that I'm like, all right, I can go to sleep. I can do this. I can sleep. And then I start allowing myself to drift off. And then I'm like, oh my God, what if I die? Oh my gosh. Oh, beautiful. There's a little yellow finch just in front of me. I might be like the Snow White thing. cute, a little roly-poly yellow finch. Anyway, sorry, I'm sitting here talking about death, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, look, a roly-poly finch. Jeez Louise. And now my cat, Ragu. Hi, Ragu. Hi, Ragu. Say hi. Are you saying hi? He wants his 20 seconds of fame. He does this a lot. Anyway, it's a weird thing. I don't know if any of you ever have that. I don't know if you guys have experienced that, but it's weird. I don't know if it's control. It's just genuinely, I think I'm, what if I die? It's so freaking weird. Death is a weird thing to think about, you know? It does. It freaks me the fuck out. I think about it every now and then, and I start having a massive panic attack. So I'm like, oh my God, one day I'm not going to be here anymore. And I can't picture that. And unfortunately, I've seen, because I've been a CNA, and worked in memory care and assisted living, I've been around people that have passed, and I had a near-death experience. I had a surgery that went wrong. They didn't realize that they didn't stitch me up all the way, and I was hemorrhaging literally to death, and I was lying on the table, and my friend was there because it was supposed to be kind of a day surgery, but it turned into me staying the night because they didn't stitch me all the way and I was hemorrhaging to death. And I was lying there, and it was so bizarre because I knew I was dying. I could quite literally feel from top to bottom. It was like I could feel the blood, the life draining out of me. And the bizarre thing was, I was not scared. I wasn't scared. I had this really odd, bizarre sense of peace. And my friend I was trying so hard to muster up the energy to tell her that something wasn't right. Something wasn't right. And it was taking all the energy I had to tell her something wasn't right. And then finally she realized that something wasn't right, because she said that I was gray. She was like, you weren't white, you were gray. And so she went and got the nurse. And then all of a sudden I hear stat, stat, stat. And I had to have surgery. But the point is, I felt peaceful, even though I could quite literally feel like the blood draining out of me. But it was bizarre because I also felt like I was being filled back up with peace and good energy and warmth. It was odd. It was so weird. And people say that all the time, and it sounds cliche. And I wasn't even legally dead. I was not legally dead or anything. I was actively dying. So I wasn't dead. And I know people say a lot of times they see a light or they feel peace or, you know, all these different things, but I experienced that as well. So then that gives me comfort, you know, that does make me feel a lot less scared. Oh my God, my cat is having a cow right now. Goo. Jeez Louise. I don't know if you can hear him purring. Golly. He's sitting here kneading, you know, doing that kneading thing. Anyway, those are some things that are keeping me up. Barn animals, creepy ass barn animals. And having weird sleep issues, like equating sleep with dying. And the fact that it's sad the world is jaded over like shootings and just bad news now. It's like, oh, it's just more bad news, just another day with more bad news. And that's why I'm trying so hard to be like, no, I'm not going to get sucked into that. I'm going to get sucked into life. I am alive. Right now I'm alive, and right now I am healthy, and right now it's okay. It's a new day. I'm not going to get sucked into that Eeyore thing. I don't want to be Eeyore. I don't want to surround myself with negative. I want to enjoy my family. I want to enjoy how beautiful it is. I mean, like I said, when I got sidetracked by the little chunky yellow finch, and I got sidetracked by the fog lying low in between like two different mountain ranges and below the tree line, and it's just the rolling mountains and the fog look beautiful. The fact that I got up, I did open my eyes. I didn't die. And who knows, you know, I can't say that I'm not religious. I know that there's something bigger than myself. I know that. So maybe, you know, maybe when you die, maybe there is this amazing paradise. I hope so. I really do. So I'm trying to just focus on that and not, I don't want to be jaded and I don't want to be Eeyore. Oh my gosh, Ragu. Hi, Goo. I'm going to focus on this adorable kitty here and just live my life. December's hard for me because my mom's birthday was in December and she loved Christmas. She loved things. She loved all the holidays. She loved them all, you know. But again, I'm going to try to not be sad about it. I'm going to try to remember her life, not remember her death. I'm going to try to remember her life. So just remember life. Live today. Hey, Goo. That was rude. He's trying to get my attention, so he did a little, not a hard bite, but goodness. Anyway, just focus on the good, like everybody says, all the cliche, you know. You've heard it. You've heard it 100 times. Now do it. Just do it, like Nike says. Anyway, those are the things keeping me up. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Ramblings of an Insomniac. Till next time.